Father Bear. There are lots of things about Melbourne that have changed for the better since you left us 35 years ago, like the laneways and lorikeets, accessible trams and the Melbourne Museum. But there's one change that you probably never would have got used to: the fate of your beloved Fitzroy Football Club. There was an almost religious quality to your devotion to Fitzroy. You named your first son after the star Fitzroy player Hayden Bunton, who won his third Brownlow medal the year baby Hayden, my father, was born. When Fitzroy played Richmond in the 1944 Premiership, you were miraculously on leave from the army, cheering them to victory at the Junction Oval in St Kilda. Rumour has it you lost your hat after throwing it into the air on the final siren. 1944 turned out to be the last time Fitzroy ever won a Premiership, not that this diminished your love for your team. And because your grandchildren loved you, your team became our team. These days there are government programs to build resilience in children. Back in the 1970s and 80s, being a Fitzroy supporter took care of that. You used to joke about wanting to go out watching Fitzroy play, and on the 7th of April 1984, you got your wish. You were back at the Junction Oval, seated between your two sons, Hayden and Clive. Earlier, you'd attended a supporters' lunch and been honoured as a member of Fitzroy Football Club for 65 years. You returned to the game and, in the final quarter, as Fitzroy got within 6 points of Carlton, you drew your last breath. The Bastards still didn't win, though they sent a wreath in club colours to your funeral, and the players wore black armbands in your honour the following weekend. Amidst the shock and pain of your loss, I took some comfort in knowing how much all this would mean to you. 12 years later, I told myself I was glad you weren't alive to see the day your beloved Fitzroy, bankrupt and demoralised, was forced to quit Melbourne and merge with the Brisbane Bears. Except it isn't true. I wish you were alive. After 35 years, I still miss you. I wish you'd lived to see the laneway art, to ride an accessible tram to the Melbourne Museum, which you'd love, and to walk with me afterward through the Carlton Gardens, where we'd marvel that rainbow lorikeets have made a home in this city. And when you felt sad about Fitzroy, I'd take you to the team's spiritual home, the front bar of the Napier Hotel. The wainscoted walls of this hop-scented shrine are covered in Fitzroy memorabilia, including, at one stage, the portrait of the 1944 Grand Final team that Clive bought at auction. We could sit at the bar like the die-hard old Fitzroy fans in Peter Temple's Jack Irish novels, raise our pots of Carlton draft to the glory days, and sing the old club song. We are the boys from old Fitzroy, we wear the colours, maroon and blue. Your loving granddaughter, Angela.